Today's daf is Erev and Daf Samachay, and we are 11 lines from the top of Daf Samachay, Amir Aleph, the two dots, Amir Reb Chanina. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Rufu Shalema for Shlomo ben Zara Aliza, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Ari ben Sima. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilu Nishmas Shoshana Tova Basal Chanon, and Avram ben Yabad Lechaim Tovim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So the Gemara is continuing with its digression a little bit more of Agadah to Gemara. Reb Chanina said, Kala Mefik Mogain Bishas Gaiva. If somebody skips davening while he's under the influence. So the word Mefik, the way Reb Chanina understood it, means to skip. Mogain means tefillah, and shas gaiva means at a time that you're under the influence of alcohol. So if somebody does that, soigrim v'chois min tsaris badoi, it's considered a very good thing. In fact, tsaris that maybe was supposed to befall this person are going to be locked away. Shenemar, how did Rav Chanina know this? He learned it from a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, gaiva afike moginim, sagur choisim tsar. And the way Rav Chanina teaches the pasuk is, gaiva, when a person's in a state of gaiva, he's under the influence. Afike moginim, if he skips davening, sagur choisim tsar, it's going to make tsaris go away. Says the Gemara, my mash with the high afik lishna de avureyu. How did Rav Chanina know to teach the pasuk this way? Meaning, how did he know that the word afike means to pass over? Somebody passes over, somebody skips davening when he's in a state of gaiva, it's going to be a good thing. The chsiv, he learned it from another pasuk. And this is also a pasuk in Iyov. The pasuk says, Achai bogdu kemoy nachal, ka'afik necholam yavoiru. Iyov said that my friends, they all left me. They went away from me like a stream. Ka'afik necholam yavoiru. The way a stream passes by, that's the way my friends left me. Either way that you see the word afik means la'avar, to pass over. If somebody passes over davening when he's in a state of gaiva, which means that he's under the influence of alcohol, so it's a good thing. Soigrim v'choismin tsaris bad. Rabbi Yochanan said the same halacha, and Rabbi Yochanan learned it from the same pasuk. However, there was a difference in terms of semantics, because Rabbi Yochanan teached the pasuk differently than the way Rabbi Chanina did. So both Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan came to the same conclusion from the same pasuk. However, there's a machlokes, because they were arguing in terms of how exactly you get to that point. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Kol she'enei mafik itmar. Rabbi Yochanan said that if somebody is not mafik mavim b'shas gaivo, meaning he doesn't express his tefillah when he's under the influence, he doesn't daven when he's in a state of being under the influence of alcohol, that person, again, soigrim v'chois min tsaris badoi. How did he learn it? He learned it from the same pasuk. Gaivo afike moginim sagur choisim tsar. If somebody's in a state of gaivo and he's afike moginim, he teaches that to mean that he doesn't express his tefillah. So a person like that is not going to have tsaris tichsiv. And how did Rabbi Yochanan know that the word afike means to express? The chsiv, he learned it from a pasuk in Tehillim. Vayero afike mayim, vayigolu moistois tevel. Vayigolu moistois tevel means the moistois of the table, the foundation of the world, was exposed. Vayero also means to be exposed. Either way, that's what Rabbi Yochanan held. So again, a little confusing. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan both said the same thing. If a person is inebriated and he doesn't daven, that's a very, very good thing. If somebody is not in a clear frame of mind and he decides that rather than daven in this bidyevid way, he's just not going to daven, soigrim v'chois min tsaris badi. Had Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yochanan know this, they learned it from a pasuk in Iyov. Mem Aleph Zayin. Gavva afike moginim, sagur choisim tsar. Stating that, there was a machlokes, how you learn it from this pasuk, and really what the machlokes boiled down to is what does the word afike mean? Rabbi Chanina understood the word afike to mean to pass over, and his precedent for that word is achai bogdu k'may nachal ka'afik nachalim yavairu, a different pasuk in Iyov. Rabbi Yochanan understood the word afike to mean to express. His precedent for that was a pasuk in Tehillim, vayero afike mayim, vayigolu moistos tevel, says the Gemara Mechti. I understand. Kroy, mashu, bein lamar, bein lamar. My bein nai. What's the machloikis over here? Seems like a very technical machloikis. What is the machloikis? It can be now the Rav Sheshes. Or it says there's actually an afkimina lalacha, something that Rav Sheshes used to do. Rav Sheshes, masa shinte lushamoy. Rav Sheshes used to go to sleep, and he used to tell his gabai that you should wake me up for the Zman Tefillah. Mar isli the Rav Sheshes, umar lesli the Rav Sheshes. Meaning, would this be something that's okay to do or not? Yeah, the assumption is Rav Sheshes had been a little bit under the influence of alcohol. He was going to go lie down, and he wanted his gabbai to wake him up so like this. He'll be in a clear frame of mind. He'll be able to daven. So the question is, Rav Sheshes wasn't going to be waking up on his own. He was going to have somebody wake him up. Is that enough to say that if somebody has to wake you up, meaning you need external help to be able to get out of this little stupor, so maybe that's not sober enough you to be able to daven. Or no, at the end of the day, you'll get up, you'll feel fine. Maybe you should be able to daven. The way Reb Chanina teaches the pasuk, kol ha-mefik mogim b'shaskayv, you're supposed to pass over the tefillah. You're not supposed to daven. So he came a little stronger. Based on that, what Reb Sheshet said would not be okay. Whereas Reb Yochanan was a little more subtle. He said if somebody doesn't express his tefillah, so maybe what based on what Reb Sheshet did, the way Reb Yochanan understood it, would be okay. Amar Reb Chiya Barashi, Amar Reb Kolshe, Imdaiti Mishav Esolo. If somebody doesn't have a clear mind, you shouldn't daven. Mishum Shenemar, because it says, Batzar Al Yoyra. When a person's in a state of tzara, he's not in a good frame of mind, Al Yoyra. And Al Yoyra over here means he shouldn't daven. So there's an idea a person shouldn't daven if Taita is not Mishav Esolo. Reb Chanina, on a day that he got angry, he didn't daven. Amar, he said, it's a pasuk. He said, I got angry today. I'm not in a good frame of mind. And as a result, he didn't daven. If there was a southern wind, so it created a little haziness. He didn't go to Bez, and he didn't want to pass Kinshas. Then when a person learns a halacha, he has to have a clear mind. How clear? The type of clarity that you have when there's a northern wind blowing. Amar Abaya. Abaya said, he said, if my mother would tell me, will you please pass the kutach? I was already not able to learn the way I usually learn. That mamash threw me off for the entire day. Amar Rava. Rava said, some of the Gerasa Ravina, ikratzten kino loitanoi. If a kino got in my way, if I had a deal with a louse, which is mamash nothing, he said, already I wasn't able to think properly. Mar Bered Ravina, avdele imay zayin money lezayin yoimi. On the topic of lice, so Mar Bered Ravina, she had 7 sets of clothing that she made for her son. Why? So like this, every day he would have clean clothing. You wouldn't have to worry about lice. It's just one interesting thing. And that is that the Gemara quoted a pasuk. It says, Batsar al Yoira. And we learn from there. Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav. Kol Shein Taitam Yushev Esolov. Anyone that doesn't have clarity of mind, al Yispalol. He shouldn't daven. Why not? Because it says a pasuk, Batsar al Yoira. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says that where does it say this pasuk, Batsar al Yoira? Says Rashi, Bodakti Acher HaMikrozeh. I searched for this pasuk, the Einer B'chol HaKsuvim, and I couldn't find it. The Shema says Rashi, the Sefer Ben Sirahu. Maybe this is in Sefer Ben Sirah. So Rashi says, I searched all the Ksuvim, I tried finding this pasuk, I couldn't find it. So Rashi says, I don't know. I don't know where it is. Maybe it's B'Sefer Ben Sirah. So who exactly was Ben Sirah? So the truth is that we've spoken about Ben Sirah in the past. Ve'inkam mekoymoy laharuch, we have a lot of rate to get to. So ve'inkam mekoymoy, as far as Ben Sirah goes. But Ben Sirah was allegedly, when no one knows for sure, but allegedly the son of Yirmiyahu HaNavi. The Gemara says Yirmiyahu HaNavi's daughter was Nesabra Bambati, from the Zera of Yirmiyahu. The Chalkas Mechaikik brings this in the beginning of Evin HaEzer, and a child was born, and this child was Ben Sirah. And Ben Sirah wrote Proverbs, he wrote Mishalim, and really Sefer Ben Sirah reads a little bit like Mishlei and Koheles, and that's a little bit what it feels like. Stating that, there was a big controversy and a big tumult amongst the Amoraim already, how exactly you're supposed to treat Sefer Ben Sirah. So it says, Rashi says, I don't really know where this pasuk is, but Dakti HaKhamikra says, maybe this is referring to Sefer Ben Sirah. What's interesting is that the lashon of the Gemara is Shenemar. It's a pasuk, Batzar al Yoira. Ben Sirah is referred to as Shenemar. Shenemar is not something that we use to quote something interesting, something that's profound. It's only used for psukim. So if it's in the Torah, Nevi'im, and the Ksuvim, you find the word Shenemar. Where would you find the word Shenemar for something that's in Sefer Ben Sirah? So Tosfos already says, Umatzinu bekama mekoymi shemevi ashas mekroyis haksuvim b'sefer Ben Sirah. And Tosfos quotes a few examples of it. But either way, this is fascinating on two levels. Number one, the fact that we're quoting Sefer Ben Sirah. What exactly is Sefer Ben Sirah? Is it something that we should be quoting in the Gemara? And number two, Shenemar Betzar al Yoira, we're quoting it as if it's a pasuk. It's not a pasuk. In the best case scenario, Ben Sirah is not a pasuk. What's so interesting about Sefer Ben Sirah is that the Gemara Perek Chelik, everyone knows that Rabbi Akiva said in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Perek Chelik, that if somebody learns from Svarim Achitzoinim, he falls into the category of people that are Eilem Chelik Lo'imam Hava. And the Gemara discusses what exactly are Svarim Achitzoinim. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Amid Beis says, Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Svarim Hachitzoinim Asifrei Minim. Rabbi Yosef da Amoyra said, B'Sefer Ben Sira Nami Asa L'Mikri. And Pasha, it sounds like from the Gemara that Rabbi Yosef held that Sefer Ben Sira was actually included in Svarim Hachitzoinim. And there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, there was a Yerushalmi, but the point is that Sefer Ben Sira was very mysterious at best. And that is, on the one hand, you have a Gemara, Masechta Sanhedrin, and Perek Chelek, where Rabbi Yosef seems to equate Sefer Ben Sira to Svarim Achitzoinim, and then you have Erev and Daf Samach Chayim and Aleph, where the Gemara quotes Sefer Ben Sira. It doesn't just quote it, Shenemar, it's a Pasuk. Rav is talking, other Amirah. It says a Pasuk, Batzar Al Yoyra. So which one is it? Is it in the Sugi of Svarim Achitzoinim, or is it Shenemar? Can we equate Sefer Ben Sira to the Svarim of Shlomo HaMelech and some of the other Nevi'im and the other Ksuvim that we have? It's interesting, Rashi's Lashon is, Badakti Acher Mikra Hazeh, the Inner Bechol HaKsuvim. The Shema B'Sefer Ben Sirahu. So why did Rashi say the Shema B'Sefer Ben Sirah? So first I thought, because maybe Rashi didn't have a copy of Sefer Ben Sirah. But it could be Rashi didn't want to look in Sefer Ben Sirah. Because there really is a sugya, there is a noise that maybe it's from the Svarim Achitzoinim. Aye, the Gemara quotes it. It's Kama Kumas in the Shtabru. But the point is, when Rashi says the Shema B'Sefer Ben Sirah, is it because Rashi didn't have access to Sefer Ben Sirah? Or did Rashi say the Shema B'Sefer Ben Sirah maybe because he didn't want to look there? It is interesting to note that about 100 years ago, there were fragments of an original Sefer Ben Sirah that did surface. It was actually part of the Cairo Geniza. So one of the more important finds in the famous Cairo Geniza from the Ben Ezra Synagogue was a good chunk of Sefer Ben Sira, but that's a conversation for another day. Zokti Gemara, Amir Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Ivri, Lailio, Elo Vashinto, the Eibishter created night. Why? With Malken and Shlofen, they go to sleep. Amir Shem Ben Lachish. Zokti said no. Lo Ivri, Siara, Elo Lagirsa. He says, the reason the Eibishter created the moon was so you should be able to learn. You have a little bit of light. Otherwise, it'd be mamish. It's like this, we have a little bit of Sierra, we have the moon, so you're able to learn Torah. I'm related to Reb Zeir, they told Reb Zeir, Mechadin Shmaitach, says, you know, you're Torah, you're very, very sharp. I'm a Lehudi Imam, this is Torah that I learned during the day. I'm related to Reb Chizda, daughter told Reb Chizda, like, boy, Mar, main important, shouldn't you go to sleep a little bit? It's Reb Chizda's daughter. Maybe this is Rav's wife. Rav was married to Bas Rav Chizda. The Gemara talks a lot about Rav Chizda's daughters. So Rav Chizda's daughter told Rav Chizda, says, you know, Abba, Tati, go to sleep a little bit. Chop a little, chop a dremel. Amalah. So he gave her an epic Musa Shmuz. He said, Hashta asa yoimi da richi viktini, v'neinim tuva. Now, before you know it, there's going to be plenty of time to sleep. Meaning he sent that nachindet in Swansik, Gateman Schlafen. He says, now we have to take care of business. Chatoife, chol, chatoife, shtey. Now's not a time to sleep. He says, we work during the day. Meaning, Torah is meant to be learned during the day. Rav Acher ben Yaakov, Yosef Upara. Rav Acher ben Yaakov used to also learn during the day. He tried, but sometimes he couldn't learn during the day. So when he couldn't learn during the day, he would borrow from the night and make up tashlumin for the Torah that he couldn't learn during the day. Rashi says, why could Rav Acher ben Yaakov not learn sometimes during the day? There were times that he was busy with parnasa, so he couldn't learn during the day. He would make up his kfiyas itim at night. We spoke a little bit about this in Masechta Shabbos Taflamid Aleph. Rabbi Lazar, if somebody comes from a trip, al yispal shloish yom, shouldn't daven for 3 days. Shenemar v'akabtzein el hanar. The pasuk says that Ezra said that I gathered all the yidden by the nahar. Habal ahava v'nach nesham yomim shloisha v'avina ba'amu b'kei. So this is talking about when Ezra comes up in the beginning of Bayesheni and he sees the State of the Union and it's in a deplorable state and he makes a new bris and he has to be mechazik the Yidden. But it says he waited 3 days. So why did he wait 3 days? Because he had just traveled. So you have to wait 3 days after you travel. So Rabbi Lazar said, Habamin aderech. If somebody comes from a derech, al yispalol shloisha yomim. For 3 days you're not supposed to have. Vavu de Shmuel. Shmuel's father, Kiyasa Be'urcha, when he would come back from a trip, matzli tosi, he wouldn't daven for 3 days. Shmuel matzli. Basically, this was shichra. Shmuel wouldn't daven in a house where there was beer. Rashi says, why? Reach hashecha mashkartoi. Just the smell of the beer used to be mashakrim. So he says, I can't daven. Rapapa didn't have a problem with the smell of beer, but loy matzli bebeisa de isbe harsino. He wouldn't daven in a house where there was harsino, like smelly fish. Again, he felt that he wasn't really able to daven. It's interesting. Again, it's all these gemaras about Amiram, they're not davening, so what's going on? I mean, today nobody misses mincha with a minion. So how's it possible? 3 days, Pasha, you can walk away and you can
think, oh, so you see, tefillah is not so, right, chashiv? No, but of course not. The opposite is the truth. The point is that tefillah was so chashiv, and we're so removed from what tefillah really is that we can't understand this. But tefillah is putting yourself into a meditative trance. Tefillah, it's kavana. Chasidim arishonim hayishon sha'achas koydim atfilah. What did they do? They daven that they should be able to daven. Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalel. Tefillah is kaminyan v'aschanon. For what? V'aschanon l'Hashem v'yisah hilemor. So that I should be able to daven. The takeaway from all these gemaras, obviously, is the chashivas of tefillah. What tefillah means and how a person's supposed to daven, that if someone is shtuye yayin, if someone's a shikr, if someone traveled, someone smells kasa daharsina, a little bit of beer is in the room, you can't daven, Terry says, no, because tefillah is yo'imid of Ne'am Melech, and the Amiram felt that if they weren't in a state where they felt that they can properly express themselves the way somebody would if he's in front of the Melech, then they're not able to daven. If someone is appeased through wine, so if you're upset at somebody, then somebody pours you a glass of wine and then you get over it. You should know that that's not a kalos. To the contrary, this is midas koinoi shenema, you find by the Eibishter. Vayorach Hashem es reyach anichoyach, and this is in Parshas Noach. What does Hashem say right afterwards? Vayorach Hashem eliba loy oisav l'kal loydas adam abavura adam, ki yetzalei v'adam ram, in urav loy oisav l'hakis es kol chayim. Asher Asisi, an epic pasuk. And what preceded this change of heart? Kaviyochel, vayoyim Hashem eliboy, vayorach Hashem es reyach anichoyach. So if someone's mespate b'yeinoi, it's not a bad thing. To the contrary, yesh by midas koni. Amr b'chiyah kol mesiyash b'yeinoi. If somebody gets yishuv adas when he drinks wine, like Rav Nachman in yesterday's daf, yesh by das ayin zekenim. Yes, he's going to have the das of ayin zekenim. Yayin nitim b'ayin oisis, because yayin is bigamatria 70. Yud nun. That's easy math. V'soy nitim b'ayin oisis, and soy is also bigamatria 70. So yayin and soy have the same gematria, and everyone knows the next line. Nichnas yayin yotze soy. So what's the shaychus between yayin and soy? Yayin and 70. And so it is 70. Amr Abchanin, loy nivra yayin, elu menachem aveil. The Eibishter created wine to be menachem aveil. Ule shalim schal rishon, and to give schar to rishon. Rashi, sheshoysin, usmeichin, umekablin, oylomam bichayein. So why did the Eibishter create wine, lenachem aveilim, to give people a little bit of chizik when they feel down? Ule shalim schar lerisham, shenemar, because the pasuk says, and this is a real pasuk, mishlei lamed aleph, tnu sheichar lo oived, v'yayin lomarei nefesh. Am Rav Chanan bar Papa said, kol she'en yayin, nishbach b'toich b'esoy kemayim. Anyone that doesn't have wine flowing in his house like water, enoy bechlal bracha. It's not going to get, it means he wasn't zoicha to real bracha. Rashi, lo higia l'soif bracha kemura. V'afilu hu asher b'dvar machin. Even if the person is a gvir in other areas, but if he's not a gvir on the level that it's literally ushafta mayim besosin with wine, so that means eno b'chal bracha. He didn't achieve lo higia l'soif bracha kemura. Shenam, how did he know this? Because the pasuk says, "Uberich eslach mechov es meimem echa." So we're comparing lechem to mayim. Not lechem shenikach b'kesef ma'isaf, mayim shenikach b'kesef ma'isaf. So lechem, we know you can use ma'isaf sheni money to buy. Water, you also then need to be able to use to buy with your Maisa Sheni money. But we know from Daf Chavav Amadeis, Le'il Zot Rashi, that Hakol Nikhe, you could buy anything with Kesef Maisa Sheni, with the exception of Mayim and Melach. So you know, you're not allowed to buy Mayim. So what's the Mayim in this pasuk? Must be Mayim, new Yayim. Must be Mayim doesn't mean Mayim. Must be Yayim. V'kakari Le'i Mayim. So you have Yayim that we're referring to Mayim. And what does the pasuk say? Uberach eslach mecha v'esmei mecha. We're talking about bracha. And we mentioned Mayim. But really we mean Yayim. So if we mean Yayim, why are we saying Mayim? So why are we using the word Mayim to describe Yayim in the context of a pasuk that talks about bracha? The Torah says, a nishpach beisai kamayim. So when segist, the wine, like water, that's when there's bracha. But if not, Amar Rabbi Loi, B'shloisha Dvarim Adam Nikar, on the topic of wine, there's three ways to know who a person really is. B'kaisai, B'kisai, U'B'kaisai. How a person behaves when he's under the influence of wine. U'B'kisai, when it comes to a few shekels, U'B'kasai. And when the person say, V'amilah, some say, Af B'soichai. Also, when he's very happy and when he's laughing, that's another way to know who a person really is. It's interesting, Rav Chanan Bar Papa said, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Kol she'en yayin nishpach b'toich b'esai kemayim, eino b'klal bracha. So this is Rav Chanan Bar Papa talking, and Rav Chanan Bar Papa is said that
that if a person wants to know if he's a real gvir, so you know, look, how much wine does he have? If the wine is flowing, that's a sign of ashiras. But other wines, it means he didn't really achieve a pure, true ashiras. He didn't come to ashiras gemura. So my first reaction was, who's Rav Chanan Bar Papa? Is it one of Rav Papa's sons? So if it's one of Rav Papa's sons, why is he talking about wine? We know Rav Papa was always talking about beer. And we mentioned the Marsha of Masechta Shabbos, where the Marsha says something that Omala Mikri Omer we can never say. Where Rav Papa said that if somebody is able to drink beer and he wastes his money on wine, he's Eiver Baltashchis. Why? Because beer is a lot cheaper than wine. He says, if you're able to drink beer, not wine, you're Eiver Baltashchis. And what did the Marsha say? The Marsha says, you know, Rav Papa said this. He said this, he was trying to promote his business. Rav Papa was in the beer industry and he had breweries and this was good. I mean, Rav Papa's a god. He's in the business. It's like this. He's promoting his business. He tells people, you buy wine, you're even Baltashka. So what are you going to buy? You're going to buy beer instead. So he was trying to promote his business. Zok to Rashash to the Marsha. That is, I just understood Pshan and the Gemara that I never understood. The Gemara says, Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amid Beis. That Rabbi Yossi said, I hope one day I'm going to get the schar that people get when people are choshed him, choshed people b'ksheim. If someone is, if they're choshed you of doing something that you didn't do, you're going to get a tremendous schar. And Rav Papa said, it happened with me. And Rashash said, I never understood who was ever Choshed Rav Papa, Dr. Ashash, to the Marsha. This is what it was. You were just choshed the Rav Papa, Big Sherim. This is what Rav Papa meant. Rav Papa said it's Baltashkes, Chas V'Shalom. He was doing this to promote his business. But either way, we have a Marsha. We have so many Gemaras and Shas where Rav Papa is always pushing beer, not wine. It sounds funny, but this is the Marsha. And this is what the Gemara says. Rav Papa, see, here you have a Gemara where Rav Chanan Bar Papa is talking about wine. He didn't say Kol She'ein beer nishpach b'toich b'esei k'mayim. He said, kol she'ein yayin nishpach b'toich b'esei k'mayim. But the truth is, Rav Chanan Bar Papa, was he Rav Papa's son? So Rav Papa had 10 sons. Who were his 10 sons? So they're of Hadron fame. Chanina Bar Papa, Rami Bar Papa, Nachman Bar Papa, Achoy Bar Papa, Abamori Bar Papa, Rafrim Bar Papa, Rachish Bar Papa, Surcha Bar Papa, Adam Bar Papa, Daru Bar Papa. It doesn't mention Rav Chanan Bar Papa. So based on that, maybe it's not a son. But I looked in the Seyda Hadoiris, and the Seyda Hadoiris, he doesn't have any comment on Rav Chanan Bar Papa. By Rav Chanina Bar Papa, he says, in middle, Toich Dvarov, U'be'erev in Samechei Amar Aleph, it says Rav Chanan Bar Papa, and it's a toy cipher. It's not Rav Chanan Bar Papa, it's really Rav Chanina Bar Papa. So our Gemara really is Rav Chanina Bar Papa, it's Rav Papa's son. So if that's the case, Hajra Kushal Duchtei, if it's sorry, no, such tahar. Yeah, Zokti Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda. So we return to the sugyas of Mesechtes, Erevin, of Perek Adar, albeit for a fleeting moment. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. So again, the context of the beginning of Perek Hadar is the halacha, that if a Yid lives in a chatzah together with a non-Jew, so the halacha is that he needs to rent the rishus of the non-Jew, and if he doesn't rent his rishus, so the halacha is he's not going to be able to make an erev. And the Gemara clarified and said that really the rishus of an Eina Yehudi doesn't have any impact on the laws of Eruv Chatzeres. And the reason is because Chatzeres shall have a kechavim as hareyu kedir shall behave. So really his rishus in the Chatzer has no impact and it shouldn't have no ability to move the needle as it relates to the laws of Eruv Chatzeres. However, the Chachamim wanted to make it difficult and inconvenient for a Yid to live together with a non-Jew, simply because they were concerned, Shem Yomim Maisav. If a Yid is going to live together with a non-Jew, he may end up learning from him, and by learning from him, it's going to end up influencing him in a negative way. So the Chachamim said that not only is the Dira of the Oyve Kechavim going to be an issue, but it's going to be very, very complicated, because he can't be mishtatef in the Erev. He can't even be mevatel the rishos. The only way to address it is by you going and renting his rishos. Rent his rishos. The goy may not be agreeable to do that. And as a result, it's not going to be an issue. But the point is that's the basic halacha. That was the basic halacha of Perek Hadar, that if a Yid lives together with a non-Jew, the non-Jew can't be mishtatef in the Erev. He can't even mevatel his rishos. The only workaround is for the Yid to go ahead and to rent his cheder. We had Machloikis, Remeir, and Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, whether this halacha was said, this gezeirah of Shem Yom Mimaisav, that you need to rent the rishos from the guy, was said only if there are at least two yidden living together with the guy, or even if there's only one. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov said, only if there's two. Remeir said, even if there's one. What was the hezbra in the Machloikis? Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov said, you worried Shem Yom Mimaisav, it's a gezeirah, it's chazal. Okay, Chachamim made a gezeirah for a milsa de shchicha. Milsa de lo shchicha, like Gazer Be'er Abonim. To have more than, less than,
or only one did living together with a guy is a milsa leishchicha, and milsa leishchicha like gazav erabon. Remeir, who was always chayish lemiyuta, he was concerned even for this milsa leishchicha, and that's what Remeir said. Even if there's only one, still it's going to be a problem. So says the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Yisrov, Nachri b'pnimis. What would be if you have two chatzeros that are adjacent to each other? They're not only adjacent to each other, but one is within the other. So we've already seen a little bit about this earlier in the Masechta. We're going to see a lot more about it later in the Masechta. But you have a chatzer pnimis, and you have a chatzer chitzayna. So just the technicality is that in order to get from the Rishus HaRabim to the chatzer pnimis, you would have to go mavui into the chatzer chitzayna, and then from the chatzer chitzayna into the chatzer pnimis. In order to go from the chatzer pnimis back out to the Rishus HaRabim, again, it's the same thing. You'd have to go through the chatzer chitzayna to the mavui to the Rishus HaRabim, which means that on some level, the people that lived in the chatzer pnimis had to have rights in the chatzer chitzayna. The rights that they had were drisas haregel, because it would be impossible for them to get to the Rishus HaRabim unless they went through the chatzer chitzayna. The people living in the chatzer chitzayna never had to walk into the chatzer pnimis, but the people living in the chatzer pnimis had to walk through the chatzer chitzayna. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, what would be if you had a Yisrael and a Nachri b'pnimis, a Yid and a Nachri, one Yid and one Nachri were living together in a chatzer pnimis. Yisrael b'chitzayna, and there's a Yisrael that's living in the outer chatzer. So together, if you add it up, you have two Yidin and one Nachri. However, it's divided amongst the two chatzeres. In the chatzer pnimis, it's a Yisrael and a Nachri. And in the chatzer chitzayna, all it is a Yisrael. But myself, nei Rebbe. So Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rab that this was a real story. Came to Rebbe, va'asar. And Rebbe said, asar. V'fnei Reb Chiya. Then the same story came to Reb Chiya, va'asar. And he also said, it's asar. Yes, Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda, b'shul b'pirkat Rav Sheshes. So Rabbi Rabbi Yehuda was sitting in front of Rav Sheshes. Yes, Rav Sheshes v'kamar. Rav Sheshes said over this halacha. He said, k'man amr Rav l'shmaite. Who did Rav say this halacha? Like, meaning when Rav said this halacha, who was he going like? So he said, Kura Meir. He said, I probably Kura Meir, who holds that the halacha that a Nachri can affect a Chatzar is true, even if there's only one Yisrael. Why? Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, what's the issue? You only have one Yisrael living together with the Nachri in the Chatzar Pnimis, and the Chatzar Chitzayna, all you have is one Yisrael. So what would be the issue? So must be, we're going according to Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, Karpish, Rabba Reish, Rabba nodded his head. I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef heard what Rav Sheisha said, and he saw that Rabba was in agreement with him. So he said, Trey Gavri Ravrivi Kurabonin Litu Bahai Milsa. He said, I understand, Trey Gavri Ravi Kurabonin, two Gedoilim like this can make this mistake. Meaning they're assuming that this halach was going according to Rav Meir. Why not? He said, Ikir Rav Meir, Lama the Yisrael Bechitzayna. He said, why would you need a Yisrael Bechitzayna? Even without the Yisrael and the Chitzayna, one Nachri, one Yisrael, if you want to tell me the halacha of Rav Meir that one Yisrael together with a Nachri needs to come on to Schiros, so why do you need the second Yid? The story was a little more complicated than that. We're talking about where there were two Yisrael, albeit in two different chatzeres, but at the end of the day, if all we mean is Rav Meir Shita, then why do we need the second Yisrael? So said Rav Yosef, maybe you'll tell me Ma'isa Shoya Kachaya. Maybe this is what happened. Maybe this is just the story. But Rabbo, my name is Rav, they once asked Rav Shaila, Pnimi Bim Kaimai Mao, what would be if there was no Chatzir Chitzayin? All there is the Chatzir Pnimis, and there's one Nachri and there's one Yisrael. Well, it'd be the halacha of the mutter. And he told the mutter. What does it mean, mutter? You don't have to worry about the guy. Why not? Obviously, because it's only one Yisrael. Obviously, because we're going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So Rav Yosef said, this idea that Rav Sheshes and Rabbah are saying that we're going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov or going according to Rav Meir can't be. Because, number one, why would you need the other Yisrael? Why do we need two Yisraelim in the story for? We have two Yisraelim for a reason, L'chayr, right? And he said, besides, I know for sure they asked Rav the Shiloh and Rav Paskin clearly that if there only would have been the one Yisrael and the one Nachri in the Chatzar Pnimis, then everything would have been okay. Elamai, so the Gemara says, okay, so then who is Rav going like? Well, meaning, or Rebbe, this Psak Halacha, who is this all like? It must have been Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, like Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. The problem is, Amar Achiyu Shnei Yisraelim, where do you have the two Yisraelim? You have one Yisrael in the Chatzar Pnimis, you have one Yisrael in the Chatzar Chitzayin. But at the end of the day, there isn't one chatzah that has two Yisrael. Ella, so the Gemara says, no, it's Rabbi Akiva. It's going according to Rabbi Akiva. The Omar, we had Rabbi Akiva already earlier. Regal amuteres bimkoima, oiseres shalei bimkoima. That if someone has a schus trisas a regal in somebody else's chatzah, that makes him a partner in that chatzah. and makes him a mechutin as it relates to the laws of Eruvei Chatzeres. So if there's a chatzar pnimi and then there's a chatzar chitzayna, if the person from the chatzar pnimi needs to walk through the chatzar chitzayna to be able to get outside, so it's a regel hamuteres pimkaima oyser shleim kaima, he has the ability to mess it up for everybody else. In other words, really, this story with Rebbe, this psak halacha, was going according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. And that's why we had to have two Yisraelim in the story. There was one Yisrael in the Chatzar Pnimis, there was one Yisrael in the Chatzar Chitzayna, there was one Nachri in the Chatzar Pnimis. As a result, we had this issue. What's the kasha for going according to Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov? The fact that you have two Yisraelim in two different Chatzeros, if it was one Chatzar, I understand, but it's two Chatzeros. The Teretz is also going according to Rebbe Akiva, who holds regal amu teretz bim kaima yisera shalaybim kaima. So the person from the Chatzar Pnimi has drisus a regal in the Chatzar Chitzayna. So where's the issue? The issue is not in the Chatzar Pnimi, the issue is in the Chatzar Chitzayna. In the Chatzar Chitzayna, essentially, you have two Yisraelim, because you have the Yid that lives in the Chatzar Chitzayna, and the other Yid that has a schus to walk through the Chatzar Chitzayna, plus the guy has a schus to go through the Chatzar Chitzayna. So in that Chatzar Chitzayna, you have two Yisraelim, and you have one Nachri, going to Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, you would need Schiros, Zok de Gemara, Amar Afuna, Bray. Oh, but the Gemara asked the Kasha. But if we're going according to Rabbi Akiva, one more wrinkle. Lamali Nachri, Afil Yisrael Nami. Why would you even need a Nachri? Even a Yisrael alone. Meaning, if you had one Yisrael living in the Chatzar Pnimis, one Yisrael living in the Chatzar Chitzayna, isn't that already enough for us to have an issue? Gemara says, yeah, I'm Rabbi Nebeid Rebbe. Sure, I'm Krabbi Yezib and Yaakov. Oh, Krabbi Akiva, the way we just explained it. V'alchav, my skin is going to Erev, where they already made an Erev. Being that they made an Erev is time of Dekka Nachri Dasa. The only reason it's a problem after you made the Erev is because there was a Nachri. Avalekka Nachri, had there been no Nachri, La Yasa, there wouldn't have been a problem. Meaning, you're right, had there not been an Erev, then even without the Nachri, there would have been an issue. Why? Because you have two Yisraelim living in two Chatzeres, according to Rabbi Akiva, regel hamuteres bimkoima yisera shaloi bimkoima, would have had a problem. But hacha b'mayaskina, where they made an Erev. So, being that they made an Erev, the only reason there would be an issue is because of the fact that there was a Nachri, and that's why you need Tzchiras. Boyu minei rabbalazar mei rav. Rabbalazar asked Rav, Yisrael v'nachri b'chitzoyna. What would be if it was in the reverse? He had a Yisrael and a Nachri in the Chatzar achitzoyna, and the Yisrael had one Yisrael v'pnimis. Ma, what would be the halacha? So really, if you do the math, it's the same exact case. But you have two Yisraelim and you have one Nachri. In the case that was brought to Rebbe, what happened was there was a Yisrael and a Nachri in the Chatzar Pnimis, and there was one Yisrael in the Chatzar Chitzayna. In this case, you have a Yisrael that lives by himself in the Chatzar Pnimis, and you have a Yisrael and a Nachri that live in the Chatzar Chitzayna. If you go according to Rabbi Akiva, which the Gemara just established we're going according to, he holds that the Pnimis is considered to have rights in the Chitzayna. So really, at the end of the day, you end up in the same place. You end up with two Yisraelim and a Nachri in the Chatzar Chitzayna. Stating that, Rabbi Elazar wasn't sure if the halacha of Rebbe would apply over here or not. Meaning, do you say that, like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva, you're going to have a problem? Why not? What would be the svar to say not that way? So he said, very gishma. Call some time of my mishum the shchiach the dyer. The whole reason Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that when you have two Yisraelim and a Nachri, you have to be worried is because of shchiach. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds one Yisrael and a Nachri, you don't have to worry about the Nachri. Why? Because it's a milsav loy shchiach of legazar be'rabbanan. Two is already shchiach. Here's the question. Is this shchiach or is this loy shchiach? In lumdis, it's as if you have two, but really you only have one. There's one Yid living together with one Nachri, and then there's an adjacent Chatzar that also has a Yisrael. The question at the end of the day, is this Shchiach or is this not Shchiach? So says the Gemara, this was the Shaila. The whole Yisoid of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita is Mishum the Shchiach. If that's the case, it could be that this whole Svara of Shchiach is only true is when the Yisrael and the Nachri are both living in the inner Chatzar. But if they're living in the outer chatzah, maybe it's not going to be shchiach. And the reason is because maybe when they're living in the inner chatzah, v'sava hashta asa Yisrael, v'amali Yisrael, dahave gabachecha. Because what's going to happen, right? What are we concerned about? We're concerned. Why did Rabbi Elazar Yaakov say that it's loy shchiach for one yid to live together with a non-Jew? He said because he's afraid he might kill him. So if he's living in the inner chatzah, he's not going to kill him. Why? Because the person in the outer chatzah is going to say, tell me, where'd my friend go? You know, where's my friend Chaim Yankel? Where did he go? So what's he going to say? Oh, he left? What do you mean? He didn't leave. If he would have left, he would have to walk through my living room. I would have seen him leave. So he's going to know that he didn't leave. So being that he's going to know that he didn't leave, so he's going to get a little suspicious. So therefore, what you're trying to accomplish, you're going to end up accomplishing. Aval hach over here, aminale nafik asale. But in the case where the Yisrael and the Nachri live in the outer chatzah, over there, it could be there's no Mirsis. Because what's the Goya going to be afraid of? How do I know the Yid is not going to come and he's going to say, what happened to my friend? I'm just going to tell him he left. And how does he know? He lives in the inner chatzar. So Mida lives in the other chatzar, he has no way of knowing. Oh, Idomor, maybe no. Hachinami Mirsis. Maybe there's a svar of Mirsis here also. Discover hashtag because at the end of the day, what the guy is gonna be afraid to kill the yid, because what the yid's gonna come out into the outer chatz, he may catch him in the act. So he's still gonna be afraid to do it. So this was the shayla that Rabbi Laza asked Rav. He wanted to know if this psak of Rebbe, which is based on Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Akiva, is true only if the Yisrael and the Nachri are living in the inner chatzar, and the other Yisrael's in the outer chatzar, or even if it's in the reverse, where the Yisrael and the Nachri are living in the outer chatzar, and the one Yisrael's living in the inner chatzar. Again, what would be the difference? The math gets you to the same place. The question is, from the standpoint of Milsa de Leishchicha Leigazer Beirabanan, maybe it's Shchiach for the Yisrael and the Nachri to live in the inner chatzar, but it's Leishchiach for them to live in the outer chatzar. So Amalei, so Rav told him, Tein lechacham v'yech gamoid. Rav always spoke b'lashon kitzara, and he said Tein lechacham v'yech gamoid, and he was supposed to understand Zok the Hilgir Rashi that kihechi the hasam aser. Just like over there, it's hasar hacha aser. Here, it's going to be aser as well. Exhale. So just two ha'aris as it relates to today's daf. The first a little bit shorter. And then the second one, just tie in some of the ray that we spoke about in the last 2 days. And that is we'll skip to the second order. So the topic of the daf, the last 2 days, to a degree, was the halacha that if somebody is a shasu yayin, if somebody drank wine, so the halacha is he's not supposed to daven. Shasui al yispalel, ve'im hispalel, tfilasai tfilo. Shikr al yispalel, ve'im hispalel, Tfilasai Teyeva. We saw it very much on Daf Samech Dalet, and it was the first halach of today's Daf. Amar Reb Chanina, kol ha-meifik mogein b'shas gaiva, soigrim v'chois min tzaris badoi. Rabbi Yochanan said, kol she'enoi meifik itmar. But the point is, the same idea, that if a person is under the influence of alcohol, whether he's a shasoi or whether he's a shikr, the halach is al yispal. The difference is, if he's a shasoi, al yispal, then ispal tfilasai tfilo. If he's a shikr, al yispalo, v'im hispalo, tfilasai. Now, Pashit, why is someone that's a shasoi or a shikr not supposed to daven? So it's obvious, because when a person davens, he's talking to Hashem. He's standing in front of the king. And just like we have so many halachos that govern Hilchos Tefillah that are based on that premise, that Tefillah is oimed lifnei hamelech, so too, to be a shasri or a shikr and stand in front of the king would certainly be inappropriate. And being that it would be inappropriate, it's not covered for the melech. So if it's not covered for the melech, so it makes perfect sense why this would be the halacha. The truth is, the pasuk says in Parsha Shmini, Vayidaber Hashem el haharin lemer, yayin v'shechar al teisht, ata uvonecha itach, b'vayachem el oyol moyed, v'loysa musu chukas oylam l'doir seichem. It says in the Torah that a kohen that did the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash was not allowed to enter the Oyel Moed. He certainly wasn't allowed to do the avodah when he was in a state of under the influence. Yayin v'sheicher al teish, ata uvanecha itach, divayachem al Oyel Moed, v'loy samusu chukas oyel moed. Not just that, if a kohen would do the avodah under the influence, he would be chayiv misa. That's how chomer it is. Now, we know tefillah is b'makom the avodah. When a yid davens, he's like a kohen that's bringing a carbon once upon a time. Tefillah is kineged the avoda. Shachar is kineged the tamid shal shachar. Mincha is kineged the tamid shal bein arbayim. Kineged the ketores. Ma'ariv is kineged the hakravas emurim. But the point is that tefillah is kineged avoda. So by avoda you find yayin v'shecher al teish atu v'necha itach b'vayachem alo yomoy v'loy samusuch u'kasayim l'daris echem. So it's pashut why tefillah would be the same way, because tefillah to a certain degree mirrors the halachas of avoda. So if you have such halacha and the avoda was so chomer, it says v'loy samusu chukas oylam l'dayr esechem. So tefillah, which is kineged the avoda, so again you have the same idea v'loy samusu chukas oylam l'dayr esechem. Maybe not that chomer, but at the same time toyeva, and it's something that we find is very chomer. A person is not allowed to daven because you're not allowed to do the avoda. We're in a state of shtuyayin. And again, pashim shah, why? Is because it's not covered. It's not covered to do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash when a person's under the influence of alcohol, and it's not appropriate for a person even to daven and to be oimel lufnei melech if he's in that same vein. But the truth is, there's a little bit of a deeper pshat and a tam pnimi as it relates to this noisei, and that is behektin, something that is found in the Torah of the Chsam Sofer, in the Torah of the Ksav Sofer, It's in the Torah of the Shefet Sefer. Today is, of course, the Yartzeit of the Heilige Chassam Sefer, 181 years from the Ptira of the Chassam Sefer. So I just thought maybe to speak a little bit, Miteirasei Shal Chassam Sefer, as it relates to this idea of Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht, Ata Uvanecha Itach B'Vayachem Alo Yomayin. And these are some of the Yesoidas that permeate the Torah of the Chassam Sefer. And as such, it's Torah that we've spoken about, but V'Ein Beis Medrash B'Loi Kama Chidushim. And that is, we know that the first day of Hakamas HaMishkan was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The pasuk says Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, but it wasn't the eighth day of the month. It was the first day of the month. It was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. It was the eighth day from when the Mishkan was initially erected. There was Shivas Yimei Meluah when Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah, and the Vayhi Bayom HaShmini, it was on the eighth day. Korah Moshe Laharanu Levanov Ulezikne Yisrael. Chazal say it says Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. You know where else it says Vayhi? In this week's parasha, Bereishis Bara Lekimes Hashemayim V'Saaretz, and then it says Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boiker Yoy Mechot. And Chazal say that the Simcha of that day, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was mamish like the Simcha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had on the day that He created Shemayim V'Aretz. It says Vayhi Bayoy Mashmini, and it says Vayhi Erev Vayhi Boiker Yoy Mechot. Stating that the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Simcha of Klal Yisrael suddenly came to a screeching halt. And that is because Nadav and Avihu, who were the two older sons of Aharon HaKohen, they were Moshe and Aharon's protege. They were the ones that were going to be the next leaders of Klal Yisrael. The pasuk says that on this day, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, amidst all the simcha and all the happiness and everything that was going on, Vayichu b'nei Aharon, Nadav Avihu, Ishmach Tosa, they took a pen. Vayitnu b'hem esh, and they put fire inside this pan. Vayasimu alei k'tayris, and then they poured some incense on top of it. K'tayris. Vayakrivu lefnei Hashem, and they walked into the oil mayer, and they brought an esh zara, asher lo tziva oisam. An esh zara that the Eibishter didn't really want them to bring. And Chazal say that this was a terrible, terrible avera. So much so, vateitze yesh melifnei Hashem, vatoicha loisam, vayamusu lifnei Hashem. Now, even though from the pasuk it would seem very straightforward and very clear what exactly the chet of Nadav and Avihu was, but Chazal had a tremendous mevucha. It was very, very confusing. We just spoke about this the other day, and it was very unclear to Chazal what exactly the avera was. Rashi brings in Chumash that Rabbi Shmuel says, you want to know what the chet of Nadav and Avihu was? Shtuye yayin nichnesu lemikdash, because when they entered the Beis HaMikdash, they entered the Beis HaMikdash in a state where they were shtuye yayin. Says Rashi, how do I know that? Teda she'acha misas, because what's the first parsha in the Torah right after Misas Nadav and Avihu? Hizir hanoisarim shlo yichnesu shtuye yayin lamikdash. Right after the story of Misas Nadav and Avihu, vayedaber Hashem al Aharon lemer yayin v'sheicher al teish ata uvanecha itach. Why is that the next parsha? What's the smichos? Says Rashi. Said Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. You know what he said? It's for this reason. You want to know the avera? What was the avera of Nadav and Avihu? The avera was the fact that they entered the Beis HaMikdash. And obviously this is something that's sarach ion, because we're talking about Nadav and Avihu, the future leaders of the Dar Deya. Literally, Moshe and Aaron, and the next Dar is Nadav and Avihu. And what? They went into the Beis HaMikdash, Shtuye Yayin, Zogtei L'Gechsam Soifer, and the Ksav Soifer, and the Shevet Soifer. And again, this is an idea that permeates the Svarim. And that is that Nadav, why do people drink wine? You drink wine to be besimcha. You drink wine to be besimcha. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh. Nadav and Avihu were about to go in. They were going to do the avoda for the first time. They're walking into the oil mine. So you know what they did? They took a little yayin. A revius yayin. That's what we do on Yontif. Right? V'samachta b'chagecha in simcha l'v'yayin. So they understood v'yayin yisamach levav enosh. They took a little bit of yayin because they wanted to be in a state of simcha when they went to do the avoda. So what was the problem? What was wrong? Zog, the Chassam Sofer, and the Ksav Sofer, and the Shevet Sofer. You want to know what they did? You know, want to know what was wrong? He said, it's true, sometimes in life, you need a glass of wine to put you into a matziv, where you can dance, and you can be besimcha, and you can be b'shmak, and it can open up certain tzinoiris, and now you can be makabel certain hashpois. That's the way it is, Matzias. That's what wine's for. He said, but to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, the place that's the makor of simcha, the place where a yid is able to be mistabik and he's able to connect to the real simcha, you need a shot of alcohol, you need a glass of wine in order to get you into a matziv where you're going to be able to do the avodah in the oil mayor on a day like this and be besimcha. That was the problem. That was why the loisa musu, that's why they were chayiv misa. Because what they failed, kavi yochel, on their madrega to realize, is that yes, sometimes you need a glass of wine. You know what wine's for? We just learned the Gemara. Like every like liver yayin el anachem aveilim, ulishtalim schal rishon, shenema tnu sheichel oivei v'yayin lamari nefesh. And yes, sometimes a person feels like he's a mari nefesh. And even vayihi kenagin amenage, and even sometimes David HaMelech needed the nigun, said the Chassam Sofer, to get him into a matziv where he could be shayiv ruach hakodesh. But Nadav and Aviyu were walking into the Mishkan. The Anan was on top of the Mishkan. The Shechina was being Shaira. It was the place of ultimate Simcha. You need wine? That's what you need? That's why they chayav Misa. The Issur Shtiyah, it wasn't just a lack of respect. That's not fully appreciating and understanding what was going on. Of course, in the Pnimius HaTayr, it wasn't just, yeah, let me have a glass of wine first, then I'll go bring a Ketayrus. Of course not. They felt that's the way a Yid reaches Madregas. That's what Yayin is. And Yayin is a big part of it. You make Kiddush on wine, you have Dalal Kaisis Balel Seder. Wine is very important. But a Yid's walking into the Mishkan. He's going into the Mekor HaSimcha. He's going to be Mistabik B'Dveikus Nifla. He needs a glass of wine. Das ist doch der größte Misameach in the world. Why would you need wine? Vateitze esh melifnei Hashem, vatoicha loesam, vayamusu lifnei Hashem. Said the Ksav Sofer. What does the pasuk say right afterwards? Vayidaber Hashem al haharin lemer, yayin v'sheicher al tesht. What was the say Chazal? The pasuk doesn't say vayidaber Hashem al moishel lemer. It says vayidaber Hashem al haharin lemer. Malami, it's coming to teach us that a haharin got a reward. That nisiach de levadibor. Because usually it's Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, or at the very least, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe the El Aharon. But over here, Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon, Aharon HaKoyen got a reward. What was the reward? Nisiach de levadibor. Hashem spoke only to Aharon. And what did Hashem tell Aharon? Yayin v'sheicher al teisht, atu v'necha itach b'vayachem al oyamayt. What was he rewarded for? Because right after Nadav and Aviyu passed away, Aharon HaKohen loses his two superstar sons, his prodigies. They both pass away. So what does the pasuk say? What was Aharon's reaction? Vayidem Aharon. Aharon was quiet. Vayidem Aharon didn't say anything. He had no tainus. He was like a doime, like a rock. Not what he wanted to say, but he didn't say. Vayidem Aharon. Aharon was mekabel everything besimcha. Hashem nosan, Hashem lokach, yishem Hashem bevoyruch. Aharon didn't say anything. And it was in the schus of Vayidem Aharon that nesiachet el vadibur. So what was the mida keneged mida? So here's the tifkait. What was pshat in Vayidem Aharon? I think Pasha, we understand, Vayidem Aharon came from a madrega of Koma Da'ovid Rachmano L'Tavavid. It came from a madrega of Gamzu L'Toiva. We spoke about Reb Meir, Reb Yakiva, Nochemish Gamzu. There were so many tzaddikim that they were Oitzka Arbet. They reached a certain level of perfection, of in Shlemos, in this idea of Gamzu L'Toiva, in the idea of Koma Da'ovid Rachmano L'Tavavid. And that's Pasha Pshat, that Aharon HaKohen reached such a level of this must be for the good, that Vayidem Aharon. But says the Ksav Sofer, I don't think that's the Pshat. The Pshat's even deeper than that. You know what the Pshat is? This was the greatest Yoyim Simcha. Vayihi ba Yoyim Hashmini, vayere vayivoyke Yoyim Echad. It was literally like Bria Sa'olam all over again. And Aharon HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol, and he's in the Mishkan, and he's connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's on a matzav of Dveikus of Simcha that's not Shaykh. He's flying. He was so besimcha, said the Ksav Sofer, that there was nothing in the world that was able to break that simcha. The reason Vayidem Aharon, it wasn't mitzad chayves habitachin. It wasn't a shtickle tire in the chayves havavashar betachin. That's not where it was coming from. It could be it was the worst thing in the world. But he was so besimcha from this state of euphoria, of connecting to the Shechina, of doing the Avoid and the Mishkan, that there was nothing in the world that was able to face him. That's where the Vayidem Aharon came from. It was the antithesis. It was the antithesis of Nadav Aviyu. So what did Eibush to tell him? He said, you're going to get a parish in the Torah. And you know which parish in the Torah you're going to get? Yayin v'sheicher al teish. Because what's the oimik of Yayin v'sheicher al teish? Hein advarim. That when you go into the Beis HaMikdash, when you go into the Oil Mo, you don't need a glass of wine. Because wine is meant to Sheikhala Ovid V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. And Azayid doesn't need that. And that's why he said, that's what the reward is going to be. It's to Sheikhala Ovid V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. You walk into the Oil Mo, what do you need it for? So what was the Midah Keneged Midah? The Eibush goes to Aharon and says, I'm going to give you a parasha. You know which parasha?
And the Chassam Sofer says that if you're not sure if this is MS, we know Ein Shechina Shoyre Ela Mitoich Simcha. Vayidaber Hashem Ala Haran Lamer means that a Haran was in a state of Simcha. How could he have been in a state of Simcha? He just lost his sons, Nadav and Avihu. The Teretz says it was Mitzad the Simcha. He was so besimcha. It wasn't just Vayidem Haran, he didn't have tainus. It was Mitzad the Simcha. He was so besimcha that he was Nisyachad Olav Adibur, Yayin Vashaykhar Al Tesh, and it was Dafka this Dibur, because this is the one mitzvah in the Torah that personifies this Madrega that Aharon was oichatu. And that is that the simcha that he got from connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being able to do the Avoida, was so strong, it was so powerful, it was so intense, that he didn't even feel Misas Nadav Avihu. And that's where the Vayidim Aharon came from. It's a whole new knetch in understanding Kol Ma'adavid Rachman Latavod, how tzaddikim were able to deal with certain things. And of course, on the simplest level, it's Michaivas Ha'emuna and Betochen and Chayvas Havav Shar Betochen, etc., etc. But on a deeper level, it comes from a place of simcha, that the simcha of connecting to Hashem, of a rice of Yisrov, is so powerful that it's able to overwhelm, it can suffocate any tzara that a person could possibly have. And that was the bechino, the madrega that Aharon HaKohen reached when he was Vayidim Aharon, and that's why, what was his reward? Vayidaber Hashem al Aharon Lamar. The Torah was mefarsim on what level he came to be able to deal with the sorrow, that he was even in a state of simcha, and the deeper that he got was the one mitzvah that brings out this point, that when a yid walks into the Beis HaMikdash, Yayin V'Sheicher Al Tesh, this is not something that he needs. But the truth is, there's another mahalach that I saw in the Mishpacha from the Hilge Chassam Sofer, and that is in the Chedush Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Al HaTorah. So Chedush Rabbi Yosef Nechemya was written by Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Kornitzer, who was an enikel of Rabbi Shimon Sofer, the Kruk of a Rav, who was of course the son of the Chassam Sofer. So Rabbi Yosef Nechemya was the Chassam Sofer's great-grandson, and his Chedush Rabbi Yosef Nechemya Al HaTorah. So he discusses Mises Nadav and Avihu, and the fact that Chazal say that Nadav and Avihu died because they were Shtuye Yayin, because they entered the Beis HaMikdash in the Oyom Mayid, the Mishkan, on that first day, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in this state of being under the influence. So he says, Pshat, based on Yisoid, he says that was Shogar Bepiv, from his Zeder, Rabbi Shimon Sofer, and his Elter Zeder, the Chassam Sofer, who they used to always say a Yisoid. And this is a Yisoid that we've spoken about so much, and this is probably the number one theme that expresses itself again and again and again in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. And that is, that why did Chazal say, it's a Gemara Masechtas Yevamos Daf Samech Daled Amud Aleph, based on a Pasuk in Parashas Bamidbar. Vayomas Nadav Avihu Lefnei Hashem, Bakriva Mech Zor Lefnei Hashem Bamidbar Sinai, Ubonim Loihoyu Lahem, Vayichayin Elazav Yisomer, Apnei Aharon Avihim. So the Pasuk says that Nadav and Avihu died. Why? Bakriva Mech Zor Lefnei Hashem Bamidbar Sinai. And then the Pasuk says, Ubonim Loihoyu Lahem. They didn't have any children. Vayichayin Elazav Yisomer, Apnei Aharon Avihim. Says the Gemara, why did the Torah mention Ubonim Loihoyu Lahem? Because Ilohoyu Lahem Bonim, had they had sons, Loi Meso. Had they had sons, they wouldn't have died. So the Hilge Chassam Sofer said, what does it mean, had they had? They didn't want to get married. That's the Vart. Because they didn't have children. So because they didn't want to get married, they didn't want to have children. So that's why, that's the whole Nadav Avihu. Mises Nadav Avihu is they didn't want to get married. So the Chassam Sofer is much deeper than that. We know Chazal say, Eile Toldos Moshe Ve'aharon. And then the Pasuk says, Nadav Avihu Olazav Yisama. Freit Rashi, Eile Toldos Aharon and Moshe. And Ve'inu Maske Ele B'nei Aharon. Now Melamed, it comes to teach us that Kol Melamed is Ben Chaveri Torah, Mal Olav HaKosav, Ki'ilu, emphasis on Ki'ilu, Yoldu, right? There's an idea of HaNefesh HaShasa B'charon, Kol Melamed is Ben Chaveri Torah, Mal Olav HaKosav, Ki'ilu, Yoldu. Sedech Sam Soit, Nadav and Avihu, they reached tremendous, tremendous madrigas. However, Ubanim Loi Hoyulahem, they didn't have any children. They didn't have any physical, biological children, but they also didn't have any Talmidim. Because the Torah that they were learning was not Shayach, but it was Torah that only they understood. It was Torah that was on a very, very high Madrega. They weren't being Mashpia, they weren't influencing on anybody else. It was a Madrega of Kol HaMelamedes Ben Chaveri Torah. They didn't come to the point where they had children of even Kol HaMelamedes Ben Chaveri Torah. Mal Olav HaKosav Kilu Yaldai. But the MS is, said the Chassam Sofer, the MS is that being that they weren't being mashpir and they weren't giving over to the next generation, he said that's the reason they died. He said because really they were tzaddikim and they reached very, very high levels, but there were many tzaddikim that reached very high levels, but Hashem kept them on this world. Why? Because they were mashpir, they were giving over to other people. But Nadav and Avihu, being that it was upon him, they didn't have any biological children and they weren't being mashpir on anybody, so therefore Vayomas Nadav Avihu, that's why they were taken away. It wasn't the Siba why they died, but had they been mashpir, they would have had children
they would have been influencing other people. He said, then they went to Ilu Hayul and Banim Lehayim Mason. Not that that's the Siba why they died, but Ilu Hayul and Banim Lehayim Mason, had they had children, they wouldn't have been taken away from this world. What's the Vart? The Vart is that a person can live his life, his Avodas Hashem for himself. And a person can live as Avodas Hashem to be mashpia and to be able to connect to other people. So said the Chasam Sofer, Nadav and Aviyu, where they fell kaviyachol, the lesson of Nadav Aviyu is ubanim lehayolem, and because ubanim lehayolem, they weren't kept alive. So said Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer, he says, it's Yodua in Sifrei Kabbalah. He says, Yodua in Sifrei Kabbalah, above my pay grade, that Yayin is always referring, is a kinoi lechachmas ha'elokis v'soydus ha'Torah. Yayin is always a kinoi, it's a code word for Torah HaKabbalah. That's the name of Yayin HaMeshumer, that's softened for the tzaddikim. It's referring to all the Sisrei Torah and all the Pnimiyus ha'Torah that one day all the tzaddikim are going to learn. Nadav and Aviyu enter Dayul Moed. They're going in to do the Avodah. They're going to be the Shliach Tzibur. They're going to represent Klal Yisrael. Now they entered Shtuye Yayin. They entered on the highest of all Madregas. You know what the problem was? It was Shtuye Yayin. It was something that for them was incredible. They were reaching very, very lofty levels. But at the end of the day, what do we have from that? We have nothing from it. Because it can't give over to us. There's no yid that was able to be nena from it. And being that the Hamoinam weren't able to be nena from it, that's the idea of Shtuye Yayin. Shtuye Yayin is Ubanim Loi Hayulahem, said Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah Kornitzer. He said, it's this Yisoy that my Zayda used to say, that because it was Ubanim Loi Hayulahem, that's why Nadav and Aviyu died. Vayomas Nadav Aviyu, Banim Loi Hayulahem, because they came in Shtuye Yayin. Had they entered the Avodah? Yeah, they were Shtuye, they were Varfin Kabbalah, Pnimiyus HaTorah, Gevaldik. They reached such high madrigas, they died Mises Neshika. Right, the Sfar Makdoshim say that it says by Nadav and Aviyu, so the Patsa says that they brought a k'tayres, ashaloi tziva, and the Sfar Makdoshim say, what does it mean ashaloi tziva? How are you allowed to do something ashaloi tziva? So they say, because Nadav and Aviyu reached the madrig of Nasa and Nishma. Right, Klal Yisrael, they were loi tziva, and they were Nasa and then Nishma. There's a madrig of Nasa, it's the highest of all madrigas. Nadav and Aviyu did avoid ashaloi tziva, it was a madrig of Nasa and Nishma. Unbelievable. But at the same time, again, what it wasn't something that goes over. It wasn't something that you're able to be mashpia. And because it wasn't something you're able to be mashpia, that's why Vayomas Nadav Aviyu, he says that he heard from his Rebbe, Umanamuli Imre Kodesh, Meiri V'Rabbi Hagoyin Atzadik Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald Shlita. So he brings this from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald. He said that in the beginning of Parashas Vayakel. So what does the Pasuk say, Vayakel? Vayakel Moshe, come full circle with some raid we spoke about recently. When did this happen, Vayakel Moshe? Chronologically. First Rashi in Parashas Vayakel. So he said he heard from his Rebbe that his Rebbe said, he said, Moshe Rabbeinu came down from the mountain, Mimachras Yom HaKippurim. Where was Moshe just now? He just spent three sets of 40 days in Shemayim. Lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo shasisi. He was reaching the highest of all madregas. Literally, 3 times 40, that's the three sets of three, the Marami Panos, Tshuva, that he said that a person is supposed to do. But this is like the highest madriga of lechem lo yochalti, umayim lo shasisi. Moshe Rabbeinu comes down. Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. He's going to give shir. Imagine a person just spent 120 days in Shemayim. It was Nisgalatim, all the Seidah Satayra. You know what shir is going to sound like the next day? Come prepared, right? That's what you would think. So he said that his Rebbe said, Vayakel Moshe is called Adas B'nei Yisrael. Vayoymer Aleim. He called every single yid. Every yid. Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. Everybody showed up. And he said, 6 days megate narbit. He said the most poshut halach is. He's talking to the Amoinam. He's talking to people that spend 9 to 5, 6 days a week at work. That's who he was talking to. He said, Noch ala madregas. He came down from 3 times 40 days in Shemayim. But what was his message? Vayakel Moshe Mimachras Yom Kippurim Es Kol Adas Bnei Yisrael Vayoyim Raleim Ela Advarim Ashetziv Hashem Es Moshe. So he said that right after the parish of Shtuye Yayin, said Rabbi Yosef Nechemiah, Vayedabra Hashem Alaharim Lema Yayin V'Sheicher Al Teisht. Don't drink Yayin V'Sheicher. I understand you want to reach Madregas. It's Gevaldik. Everybody wants to reach Madregas. But Atu Vanech Itach B'Vayach Meloy Amoy. That's not what you're supposed to do, because V'Loy Samusu. If you're going to violate that, you're going to end up samusu. So what should you do? Sit down and explain to the Olam. Ula havdol ben hakodesh ben hachol, uben hatamer ben hatamer. Ula hayros es bnei Yisrael es kol achukim asher dibar Hashem aleihem biyad Moshe. That's your job. Teach Torah to Klal Yisrael. Teach Torah to every yid. Ula hayros es bnei Yisrael es kol achukim asher dibar Hashem aleihem biyad Moshe. Keep it simple. Ula havdol ben hakodesh ben hachol, uben hatamer ben hatamer. That's the reaction. That's the response. The chet of Nadav Avihu was shtuye yayin, yayin, yayin amishumer letzadikim. So what's the vayedaber Hashem alaharin lemer yayin v'sheicher altesh atu vanecha itach? All you should focus on is ulahavdu ben hakodesh ben hachol ben hatamim ben hatar ulahayrus is bnei Yisrael. And of course, this yisoid comes already from the hafla. We spoke at the hafla a few times. Vayera elav Hashem beiloyne mamre. Chazal say that melamed shegdoy lachnasas orchim nyoise meakpalas bnei shchina. How can achnasas orchim be more than akpalas bnei shchina? So said the hafla in the ponim yofes. He said, Moshe, what's the oimek? Avram Avinu was vayera elav Hashem beiloyne mamre. The Torah is made that he was an azam matziv where literally he's connecting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Vayera elav Hashem beiloyne mamre. What happens? He sees three people. So he tells Hashem. He says, Eibishter, I'm sorry. 1 second. Hold that thought. Let me grab this. I'm going to go speak to these people. I'm going to get back to you. What does that even mean? Says what Avraham Avinu was coming to show is that you know, Ruchnius is not only about you. It's not only about you. From Avraham Avinu's perspective, to fathom and to even imagine what it means, Vayera Elav Hashem Beiloyne Mamre, in our wildest dreams, we can't fathom that. Take the starts in the Ila, multiply it by 10,000. It's no shaykhis. Vayera Elav Hashem Beiloyne Mamre. And all of a sudden, he says, stop. Hold that. The three people that I don't even know if they know Aleph Beis. They don't even know who you are. I have to teach these Yidden. I have to tell you, G'doy l'achnosis orchim, d'achnosis orchim of Avraham Avinu, which was all about being makariv Yidden. It was all about ubonim hayu lehem, v'anefesh asha asa mechara, n'yoyse me'achbos me'eshchina, the first hafla and ponim yofis in Parshas Vayera. Either way, it's takis, d'chsam soifis yard site. This was a yosoi that was clearly very much Mekusha to the neshama of the Chassam Sofer. It started with Tafla and the Chassam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, the Shevet Sofer, we just mentioned, from Yosef Nechemia, v'chulu, v'chulu, s'chusi yagan aleinu v'al kol Yisrael.